Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
Extreme storms could become a more frequent aspect of weather patterns in this country, according to new research. Dr. Gerard McCarthy of the Irish Climate Analysis and Research Unit at the Department of Geography in Maynooth is the lead author of the ocean research in this study that we're going to talk about. Now, Gerard, what is happening in relation to the impact of climate change on ocean currents?
One thing that we have been noticing is that there have been strange things occurring in the North Atlantic over recent years. So in 2015, when the world was experiencing the hottest, the hottest year on record, there were areas in the North Atlantic that were the coldest on record. And more recently, we've been noticing very, very low salinities in the North Atlantic. Now, we think this is all part of a slowing down of the Gulf Stream system of ocean currents. So that is where warm water has moved north in the North Atlantic and is what Ireland really relies on for its relatively mild climate. So the changes that we're seeing, we're very concerned about because these obviously have very important impacts for us around here. Mm.
So the Gulf Stream acted as, if you like, a buffer against extreme patterns, but that's changing.
It is. So one of the things where I suppose least sure about in terms of future climate is the changes in storminess. In general, what we expect to happen is that the atmospheric system will slow down and storms will become less frequent but more intense. Now, that won't be the case if ocean changes dominate. So if that warm water that the Gulf Stream system of currents brings, if that slows down, then we could actually see the opposite. We could see an increased level of intensity in the storm track. We could see storms reaching farther eastwards into Europe.
Gerard, do you envisage that we are going to see storms, if that is the case, that fewer storms perhaps, but greater intensity, we'll see storms hitting this country, the likes of which we've never seen before?
Well, unfortunately, we are pushing the climate into a region that we've never seen before. So seeing more and more of these extreme events is exactly what we expect to happen. We're seeing it throughout the globe as the climate change increases and as temperatures increase globally, more and more extreme events, extreme heat, extreme precipitation, and extreme storms, and some quite unusual storms. So in the last couple of years, of course, we've had ex-Hurricane Lophelia and the tail end of Hurricane Lorenzo, which has come towards Ireland's coastlines. Now, that's very unusual, of course. These tropical storms generally kind of stick to the Caribbean and to the tropical Atlantic, where the warm waters, they need about 26 degrees Celsius to actually form. They usually stick to around then, but of course, with the world in general warming up, that area where those tropical storms can form is moving further northwards and could well lead to more of them making landfall around northeastern Europe and around Ireland.
How do we prepare for this? How do we prepare for these weather patterns when, you know, we're not really sure what's coming down the line or how it'll hit or the impact they're going to have?
There are certain things that we do know are going to happen. So I think the really important thing is that preparing and really taking climate change seriously is what needs to happen. You know, there's still too much kind of doubting and kind of not taking the numbers seriously in terms of the planning and adaptation and mitigation that's going on. So I guess in response to climate change, there's two things you do. There's mitigation, which is where you reduce your greenhouse gas emissions so that and everybody has a part to play in that globally so that the worst effects of climate change can be avoided. And this can happen, and this can happen with serious action. The other side of things, of course, then is the adaptation side of things, which is where you need to build bigger defences to deal with rising sea levels and this kind of approach. So I think, you know, I would say that what needs to happen is that it needs to be taken very seriously. And I think it is beginning to be being taken seriously globally and nationally as well. So, you know, I think we have the tools to deal with climate change going forward. And it just is a matter of knuckling down and getting down.
In terms of the adaptation, hugely costly. Time isn't on our side here in putting defences in place.
Well, I think that it is not impossible by a long shot. You know, if you compare the coastline of Ireland in comparison to some of the coastlines around Europe, you know, for example, the Netherlands is always the classic example when you come to sea level rise. That's a very defended coastline. You know, we don't really have the same sort of thing here. And there's plenty of things that you can do, you know, depending on the kind of sea level rise that you expect to happen, the kind of climate change impacts that you expect to happen, as long as you take them seriously and prepare for those scenarios.
So, I mean, we're seeing it already. We're seeing the changes already. But in terms of what you're talking about, Jared, like the next 5 years, what is winter going to be like?
So in the next 5 years, we expect the winters to be a little bit less cold. But I guess what people really, you know, when we talk about climate change, we're talking about the change of a global average temperature of maybe a degree over the last kind of couple of decades. Now, to a lot of people listening, they'll hear a degree and they'll realize that there's probably more of a difference in a degree between their kitchen and their garden outside at this exact moment. There's probably more of a degree between the temperature we had today and the temperature we have tomorrow. But these what sound like relatively small amounts of temperature change have very big impacts. And people experience the changes through extremes. So they experience the changes through heat waves, through increased storminess, through increased storm surges that cause coastal flooding. And we are seeing that. We are seeing very intense storminess. We're seeing the effects of elevated sea level rise that increases the risk of coastal flooding around the coast of Ireland.
And what about erosion? I mean, are we going to have to say goodbye to some parts of our coast?
I guess it's the choice the planners have to make. You can hold the line. You can build very strong and very robust defences. You can advance if you want. That's been proposed for areas around Dublin where they would advance out into Sandy Mount Sand and build a new village down there, which I'm sure would appeal to some people certainly. And then, of course, there is the other option of retreating. And of course, you know, every place isn't going to be possible to defend, you know, in the case of extreme erosion. So some places will inevitably retreat from the coastline.
Dr. Jared McCarthy, many thanks indeed for joining us.